Good morning and welcome this side on behalf of each and every one of us on the teams at Radio Cape Pulpit and Radio Pulpit this morning. Goeiemôre en baie hartlik welkom hierdie kant by ons kant, jou kant, ons hoop het gaan goed, want ek sal dit ter harte neem. En daarom sal ek hoop, waar staan daai woorde, denk jy? Dit sal ek ter harte neem, en daarom sal ek hoop, waar denk jy staan daai woorde? In die Bybel natuurlijk, maar waar in die Bybel? Dit is die goedertierenhede van die Here dat ons nie omgekom het nie, want sy barmhartighede het geen einde nie, sê die ou vertaling. Hulle is elke môre nuut, u trou is groot. Die Here is my deel, sê my siel, daarom sal ek op hom hoop. Goed is die Here vir die wat op hom hoop, vir die siel wat hom soek. Dit is goed om in stilte te hoop op die hulp van die Here. Klaagliedere 3 van vers 21 af staan daar die woorde. And therefore this morning you and I may read from Lamentations 3, 22 verse to 24 verse. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his passions fail never ever. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul, and therefore I will hope in him. I will hope in him. For his compassions fail never not. They are new every morning. Oh, it reminds me, from Lamentations 3:22 to 24, to go to Isaiah 65 verse 24, which says in Isaiah 65 verse 24, before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, before they call, I will answer, says the Lord. Isaiah 65 verse 25. While they are still speaking, I will hear. And it echoes the voice of Psalm 139, verse 4 to 5. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, already know it completely. You hem me in before and behind, and you lay your hand upon me. What a word to wake up to this morning. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, already know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Psalm 139, verse 4 to 5, what a word from God. What a word in Isaiah 65, verse 24. Before you call, I will answer. While you are still speaking, I will hear. Hear these words. Because God's compassion, they never ever fail. They are new every morning. Dit sal ek ter harte neem. Klaagliedere 3:21. En daarom sal ek hoop. Dit is die goedertierenhede van die Here, dat ek nie omgekom het, want sy goedertierenheid, sy barmhartigheid, is elke môre nuut. U trou is groot. I've got this cunning question to ask, and perhaps I'm trampling on a toe or two this morning. But hear the word of the Lord. Do you ever get tired of yourself or your life? Do you ever get tired waking up in the morning and feeling tired even of yourself or your life? You know, when the alarm clock goes off early in the morning, just past 4 o'clock, I wonder sometimes. And let's be honest, Is it worth the while to get up so early to hear the voice of the Lord? Do you ever get tired of yourself, or your life, or your situation? And then the second question that just enters the mind whilst reading these wonderful verses from Psalm 139, verse 4 to 5. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. The word of the Lord in Isaiah 65, verse 24, saying, before you call, I will answer. While you are still speaking, I will hear. And Lamentations 3, 22 to 24, the Lord's mercies are new every morning, because his compassions fail never, ever. If you and I get tired of ourselves, our lives, our situation, whatever, the second question is very relevant. How has God renewed you lately? How has God renewed you lately? Yeah. It's a question to answer. It's a question to ponder on. When I hear the word of the Lord, God's mercies, his compassion, are new every morning. I mean, it's not like God goes to sleep for 8 hours or how many hours as we sleep, and then wakes up with bright, shiny new mercies. It's not like that. We are the ones. We are the ones who need to go to sleep. We are the ones who many a times oversleep and get to work late, or only to find out that we forgot to finish some or other project, or send an email, or whatever. We are the ones who rap snap at our family members. Yeah. I'm not going to work, I'm not going to school, I'm not doing this. When we get home late in the day, when we even overindulge in, let's call it mindless entertainment. We are the ones who settle into bed with heavy hearts many a times. We are the ones remembering all the times we've needed God's forgiveness during the day, when we get into bed and feeling utterly exhausted. Perhaps you got into bed last night feeling utterly depleted, as the English says, exhausted, used up. What's the other word? Consumed. Yeah, that's the word. Consumed. You feel drained and empty, depleted. You have used all your supplies or all your resources, and you don't have time for yourself. Perhaps you're standing in the kitchen right now over the zinc and looking out of the window above the zinc and thinking, oh, my life could have been so different if I chose to do this or that. Oh, if I married that one or this one. And now look where I'm standing. Making up the bed, listening to Radio Pulpit, Radio K Pulpit, being in the car on your way, and you think, well, if I chose to do that or this, it would be so different. And you feel exhausted, used up, consumed, drained, empty, as if all your resources have been used up, not by yourself perhaps, but by your situation, by your work, by other people, by your boss at work, by your colleagues. Oh, you're online and you are working more than you ever worked when you were at the office before the pandemic. You know, we can open up our eyes this morning with absolute joy, in spite of all the emptiness and exhaustion, and feeling consumed and used up. You and I, as God's children, by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, standing on the promises of his word, can open up our eyes this morning with an absolute joy in the knowledge that our Father God Almighty, creator of all the heavens and the earth, is waiting, may I say it, very practically, is waiting to spend this Wednesday with us, pouring out his mercy and grace. And you know what? You and I can never ever use up God's mercies. Instead, we can wake up with a renewed sense of wonder this morning at God's marvelous grace, knowing that he has a more than abundant supply of everything I need today. Even though I may feel exhausted and used up or whatever, his hand is open to give it to me if I would ask. God our Father, he does never ever grow weary of us, as we even grow weary of ourselves or our situation. Instead, the Lord God Almighty, by the grace of Jesus, gives us every new day an opportunity, listen to this, an opportunity to experience the deep joy of his ever-present mercies, no matter my situation. Now back to if you are standing at the sink doing the dishes you didn't want to do last night because you were so exhausted. En jy daai ver afkyk, wat jy verlang na antie in die Karoo wat die windpomp ophou draai het, want die wind is stil en die reën het weggebly en is droog en dor. En jy voel dorrer as droog. Jy's op. Hoe sê ou Henny altyd, jy's soos ou botter aan 'n kant Kersfees, dis kan nuwe jaar wat in die son gelê. And you're looking out of the window and just, oh, and the tears are running down your cheeks and you're feeling very sorry for yourself. You're driving in the car at the moment. And you wish, like that Leon Schuster film, you wish you had a genie or something. Hear this. Instead of growing weary of yourself or your situation of people or your day you are facing or whatever it may be, or the dishes in the sink you have to wash, or you have to iron a shirt quickly, your dear old husband, he is still in bed. Darling, would you iron my shirt quickly? I need a fresh shirt. Hey, and say for instance your husband's name is Paul. And you standing with the iron in your hand and you're thinking back, why didn't I choose to marry Graham? I heard about Graham the other day. I saw it on Facebook. Graham is a wealthy man. He's living in the upper Hillwood Street. Graham. And then I chose to marry old Paul. Ish. My life would have been so better if I've married Graham. Now I'm ironing Paul's shirt. Hey, I feel so weary. I feel so weary, used up and depleted. Hey, ek brand sommer hierdie hemp. Huh? Come on. Your Christianity is not about tuning into YouTube this evening to have your Wednesday evening cell group. Your Christianity is not tuning into Radio Pulpit, Radio K Pulpit, and that's the end of it. Your Christianity is not going to church. Your Christianity is God is my Father. He is the creator of the universe, and he never grows weary. Instead, he gives me this new brand day on a Wednesday morning as an opportunity to experience the deep joy of his ever-present mercies. Mercies that can reach me no matter how bleak my circumstances are. And if I lose sight of those mercies, no need to fear. They will be just as wonderful tomorrow as they are today, because Lamentations 3:23 tells me that God's mercies are new every morning. God has new things planned for you today, each day. They are totally unique from another day. It's like that manna, we say it in English, manna in the wilderness. They don't last until tomorrow, and yet many believers never tap into the things that God has already decided to give them, as the Bible says, because they don't ask in faith. Instead, many of us get out of bed grumbling and brooding over our anxieties. You remember the Lord's Prayer, where Jesus instructed us in Luke 11, verse 3, to ask for our daily bread? If we need to ask God for food, how much more should we be asking for all of the other things He's already allocated to you and me? There's a prayer that you and I can pray. The Lord Jesus taught us that prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. Now I'm looking forward to all you are about to do in my life. I come before your throne of mercy in this time of my need. And Lord, you said your mercies are new every morning, totally unique. So I ask, Father God, in Jesus' grace, that you would give me all the mercies you have in store for me this morning. And I pray, Lord, that you would help me to hear all of the words you have for me today. That you would help me to see all of the visions you have in store for me today. That you will show me the secret things you have in your heart about all my concerns. Lord, thank you that I may come to you in Jesus' name. Fill me to overflowing with the power of your Holy Spirit, to heal my wounds, to set my heart free, to praise you. Because your mercies, they are new this morning. And before I even call, I know you will answer, as Isaiah 65:24 says, while I'm still speaking, you will hear. Before a word is on my tongue, Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in behind and before. And you lay your hand upon me, as Psalm 139 verse 4 to 5 says, Lord, your mercies, they are new for me this morning. And therefore I pray your prayer as you taught me in Jesus' name. Amen.